guys. I'm Serena Blair, and welcome back to Girl Talk, presented by Juuliland. I'm here with my fabulous co-star, Miss Nikki Next.
Hello, Serena.
And Richard Avery, who's here to moderate.
How are you girls doing today?
We're great.
Fantastic.
Today we're talking about giving back to society and not being, you know,
selfish
hoe bags all the time. Because it's easy to fall into, you know,
no, definitely.
Just doing the porn thing. And it's really, I think it's really important to balance out our lives and do something else. So
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. So I think let's talk about some of the ways we've.
You started off because you're the big volunteer.
Okay. Well, I currently have a volunteer job at a Raptor Center. So I do that every Monday. And actually, my fans have been really into following all the things story. That I'm doing.
I've seen
there.
Some of the Instagram pictures.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
Lots of big scary birds. And it's something that people don't normally get to see, so it's
yeah, it's and it's something that you're really into, so
how,
it's cool.
How long have you been doing it?
About 2 years now.
What got you into it?
Actually, I always wanted to work there. I just never had the time before, and I never really had, you know, the funds to be able to just give away my time. And actually, since starting porn, you know, where you work for kind of sort of larger amounts of money, but for small periods of time. Now yeah. I have some free time that I can
It does
volunteer.
Make it better.
Yeah.
Did you ever want to just like work there as a sort of a career?
I would love to. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only one paid employee at the whole facility, actually.
Oh, wow.
And I would totally take over his job if he ever quit.
You're next in line.
Or yeah. had a tragic accident. But he's had, yeah. him.
We're saying this in quotes.
He has had the position for the past 30
years. Oh,
look,
she
years,
got a new
so.
Job.
Yeah. Exactly. A man was eaten
Why
by...
Why are there all these creepy guys at the Raptor Center?
A man
it's like the movie Birds.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's like a man was eaten raptors. By a bird. Mm, interesting.
Yeah. yeah, you know... I got some ways we could dispose of some bodies.
So he's been there 30 years?
Yeah.
Has he really? Yeah. He's going to retire one day.
Someday, yeah.
Someday soon, hopefully.
Yeah, and he started out as a volunteer just like me, so you
so
never
do
know.
So do you, how many birds are there?
Let's see.
At any given time, I'm sure it changes.
Yeah, like in the springtime when we have a lot of babies, it'll get up to like 50 birds. But I think out of our permanent birds, I think we have 17 permanent birds. And then at any given time, we usually have about 25 to 30.
Of all different, like all different species?
Yeah, but they're all raptors. So they're all birds of prey.
Okay.
And they all eat meat.
So how many, what's a typical day that you, things you do there?
I have a 4-hour shift. So, and Mondays is also vet day. So my shift's a little different from most of the other people's shifts. I start out, I get the food ready, which is chicks, and mice, and...
Is it early in the morning?
Yeah, we start at
you
8.
Feed
early,
them
early.
Chicks?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, huh?
It's so humane.
But they're... It's because they're cheap.
I get... No, I... Cheap.
Cheap,
as
cheap,
in
cheap,
cheap,
cheap.
Yeah, it's because they're cheap.
They're cheap chicks.
Oh.
I know, you can hear. Sad. You can hear their little beep, 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 beep. Don't eat me.
No, they're dead. Everything we feed is already dead.
Please don't eat me.
No.
God, stop.
No.
Okay, I'll stop.
It's kind of creepy,
sorry.
Though. Like, and it's not even, like, the best diet for them because we have to add calcium.
Okay.
Because they don't have any bones, right. So.
Okay,
yeah.
So you feed
so
them
feed
dead
them,
animals.
Feed them dead animals.
Cheap chicks.
Yeah, and then the ones that are in hospital cages, we have to take them out and clean their cages and do all that. And then we have to do treatments, any kind of meds that they need. And then once the vets show up, then we have to hold for the vets, basically, so they can do their exams. We pull out birds, and it's really interesting, actually. I love being able to work on the days that the vets
it's
come.
It's cool to learn and about how, it, because the more you do it, the more you learn.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest bird?
The biggest bird we have is a bald eagle.
Ooh.
Or no, sorry, golden eagle. Wow. Fuzzy's bigger. Our female is bigger.
How
His
big?
Wingspan is big.
Actually, she's
how,
like
how many
she's
inches?
Like, she's like
is
3 feet
wingspan.
Tall. Mm. I don't know how long her wingspan is. I might have to look that up. Actually,
but how many inches is it?
No, how many? How, like how big would you say? Like big? Like this?
Like an arm length?
She weighs about like 18 pounds.
Okay.
Like from fingertip to fingertip, arm
Way
length.
Way more than that, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. The big bird.
Wow, I bet some of them are massive.
Her legs, like I can't grab both her legs in one hand.
Oh wow.
I mean, I have tiny hands, but still.
Yeah.
It's a big bird. That's a big bird. And do has any bird been there like a really long time?
Yes. We actually, our other golden eagle, Aquila, was there for as long as the manager, 30 years.
Yeah.
And so she was at least five when we got her, and she was...
So is bald eagles are extinct? Are golden eagles, they're...
No.
Bald eagles are not extinct.
Not extinct, but...
They're not actually, they're not even endangered anymore. Okay.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know
they're just protected because they're the national bird.
Right.
They're actually total assholes, and there's too many of them, and they need to go away.
Yeah. They're angry birds.
They're messy.
It's like the game.
Yeah. No.
Angry birds.
I honestly think our national bird should have been the wild turkey. Benjamin Franklin had it right the first time.
Uh-huh. Really?
They're much more
polite. He was a smart man.
Birds. Yeah.
And they taste good with mashed potatoes.
Oh, they're delicious. And peas. You got to put peas on it, too.
Yeah, there we go. So do you do any volunteer work, Nikki?
I've done it in the past. I want to start doing some more because I feel like I haven't done any in a couple of years, but I should keep ramp it up and keep it going again. I was a dance assistant for a couple of years at the YMCA. This was back when I was living in San Diego. So I would be with like the primary classes, so the little like 3 to 5 year olds. And then I think the other class was like 7 to 10. So, and they would call me, they say Miss Nicole, so because they all call you by your first name, and they go, "Hey, Miss Nicole, we're ready for class." And they would come in their little tutus. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was fun. Because I would walk in, and it was like, they're all happy. They're like, "Hey, Miss Nicole, I've been practicing super hard, and I want to show you." And like, they would.
I like the birds better than the little kids.
I personally hate children, but
I'll take the birds.
But I do remember being a little kid in ballet class, and I probably would have loved you too.
Most of them were pretty well behaved. So we would like, I would do like ballet. So they would have little tutus.
Did you ever sit there and did you ever scream at the kids like, "Hey, you're getting fat. You better start dieting and you know, you
hit
better
hit them with a cane."
No, but I should have.
You expect to be a ballerina? You better start losing weight and getting them all sorts of eating issues and things like that. Is that, did you screw up some kids?
You need to stop eating. Stop eating so many donuts.
Yeah,
Jesus exactly. Christ.
No more
but
donuts.
But it should have been me and another girl. She should have just yelled with the, and with
tuck
a cane.
Tuck your butt in. You look like a whore.
What? Exactly. What other kind of, if you could though, like if you could go out and not thinking about time and money, but just thinking about like if you could go out and help people, who would you help? Who would you want to help?
I would do Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. I think
you like building things.
Yeah.
Would you
I
wear
do.
A sexy construction outfit?
I would.
And if so, can I watch?
I would wear a construction hat because safety first, but I would
safety
wear a
always.
Bikini.
And the tool belt? Because the tool belt's really important.
And the tool belt. And one dildo in the back, just in case.
And goggles.
And goggles. Always wear goggles.
I'm going to keep the morale up. I'm going to keep everyone happy.
Okay. And would you just always want to help animals?
Oh, of course. Actually, one place I really want to go volunteer is the Marine Wildlife Rescue Center in...
There's a bunch of those.
Sausalito. It's in Sausalito.
Yeah, isn't there a few of those in the Bay Area, though? Isn't there... If I remember right.
There might be. Okay. There's one big one that I know of, and I have a couple friends who have worked there, but that's all like sea lions and seals.
Oh.
And, I've never worked with marine mammals before, so
do they
that's
get
kind of how I do with the volunteering. I'm just like, I've never worked with this species before. I'm going to go work there.
Do they get a lot of volunteers? Or do they have like a shortage?
I think that facility probably has more paid employees than where I work now, but they definitely get a lot of volunteers.
I've never thought about doing it, even though I don't know. It seems like it'd be really good to do, to go volunteer and help.
Or at least once in a while.
But if I were to do it, I would go help animals more than people. I think people suck, so I would like want to help animals.
Animals don't yell back at you.
True.
Exactly.
And you can cuddle with them, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can you cuddle with an eagle?
I have. I mean, it's not recommended because I probably could have gotten my face eaten off.
Have they ever, any of the birds ever try to bite you?
Taloned me or bite?
Yeah.
So their main power is in their feet, but.
Really? More than their bite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some of them have, we have a turkey vulture that is kind of psychotic, and every time I go into his cage, he like goes under my pants, grabs a piece of leg, and then like bites and twists. Ow. Like he's trying to pull off a piece of flesh. I call him Psycho.
Are they loud? Do they make really loud noises? No.
The turkey vultures, no. We have one red-shouldered hawk who is very sexually frustrated and screams a lot.
Uh-oh. Has there ever been any accidents with anybody getting like attacked or plucked an eye out or anything crazy? I don't know why I keep thinking of the birds, the movie.
The birds movie. It's because we brought it up. Now we can't think of anything else.
Yeah. So there's this one species that we work with called Swainson's hawks, and they come in two different color. Well, they come in a few color morphs, but the two most common ones are light morph and a dark morph. And for whatever reason, the light morphs seem to be really friendly and cuddly, and the dark morphs are like psychotic and evil.
Right.
And we had one that talloned my coworker. Like she had just blood just dripping out of her hands. Like we had to rip the bird off of her hand because their bones lock.
Right.
Like.
And they clamp
if the bird doesn't want to let go, it's 700 pounds of PSI.
It's like a death grip.
You'd have to kill the bird to take it off, basically, unless it lets go. God.
Wow.
And the manager is like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to kill the bird. Yeah. You're just going to sit there.
Wow.
But yeah, and then one time that same bird, we flew it to get it ready for release, and I gave it a toss up in the air, and it did a complete 180 and came straight at me, at my face, and I had to do a dive into the alfalfa field to avoid getting my face ripped off.
Everybody, these guys are angry creatures.
Laughed hysterically about that one. Yeah.
What if you're a guy and it tries to bite your penis off? Ouchie.
My horse did that to someone once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my
Her old owner's dad thought it would be a good idea to hide carrots in his pockets all the time.
Ooh.
And then one time he didn't have any carrots in his pocket. And Star was not happy about that.
How long have you had your horse?
6 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
How often do you ride? Not often
as much
enough,
as I can.
And not often
not
enough.
Not enough.
Yeah. Always want more.
Everybody I know that has a horse is like, it's never enough. You could probably ride every day and still not be enough.
It never would.
That's how great it is.
I'm not a horse fan, never have been, but I always say
they're beautiful creatures.
My friends who have horses like love them.
Yeah.
Like
it's an obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend who has a whole ranch and has a bunch of horses and it's just crazy. He's just obsessed with them.
I would probably volunteer at one of those therapeutic riding centers, even though I'm not really a big kids person.
Yeah.
But those are pretty neat where they they can allow kids who are normally really introverted to kind of come out of their shells just because horses are cool
really
like that. Horses are kind of
therapeutic
shy.
Too, huh?
They kind of get
horses
each
always
other.
Just scare the shit out of me. They're so unpredictable, they're big, and they just scare the shit
but
out of me.
But that's like animals, you know.
Yeah,
like
that's animals.
No, I can handle dogs and cats.
But they're still unpredictable.
Until a cat goes crazy and claws you to death.
Oh, I can drop kick a cat.
That's the thing with animals. You never always expect the unexpected.
No, I totally. But those horses, though, I'm one of those firm believers that with animals, when they know, they can sense your
fear. Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
And like horses know that I don't like them and they don't like me. Same thing with birds. They know I don't like them and they don't like me. And it's like that whole, you can just sense it, feel it. I can feel it. I know that if I can feel that sense of weirdness and anxiety, I know they can too. But horses just have always scared the shit out of me.
You never went horseback riding?
Twice in my life.
I've done it once or twice in my life. I've been around horses once in a while, but like in Mammoth, this was like, I don't know what, like 10 years ago.
On a pony?
That was the last time I went horseback riding.
That's not real riding.
On my little pony.
That was you sitting on top of a horse while it followed the horse in front of it.
Yeah. The last time I rode a horse was in Australia on an Andalusian, is that they're called?
Oh, yeah. Those are so pretty.
It was bareback, and I was high as a kite on a bunch of cocaine. And so
it wasn't scary at all.
That sounds so romantic.
It was even more scary. I'm like, why am I on this horse? I'm fucked up out of my head, and this is just crazy.
That sounds amazing.
And it was a retired trick horse, so we were riding all over the place, and then it would just start doing crazy tricks.
Aww.
And I was like, no, and I'm like, you know, no saddle, bareback,
and
I was,
you're high as a kite.
I thought I was gonna die.
I'm amazed you stayed on.
And my best friend who took me the whole she just laughed the whole time, and we got off, and she was just like, she goes, that was the best thing I ever saw. And I was like, go fuck
Did
yourself.
You get pictures?
No.
Oh, see, so you gotta get
but
pictures.
But the horse was, I admit, the horse was beautiful. It was this woman, you would like this, I could think about volunteering. This woman rescued Andalusians, how you pronounce mm-hmm. it? She would rescue Andalusians like all over the world and would bring them to her massive farm.
I wasn't really aware that they needed rescuing. But
well, like
cool.
all the ones that were like retired from like the shows that would get too old.
Oh, yeah.
They, instead of like, you know, I guess turning
they're
into...
They're very flashy horses. Yeah,
yeah, and so she would just... When I was there, and this is years ago, when I was there, she probably had, I want to say, at least 20 horses.
Wow.
And she was saying to us, like, she just, if she finds out, hears about one, or some circus is done with them, they send them to her.
Aww.
And she takes care of them and lets them live a good life.
It's good that she takes care of them.
Yeah.
Doesn't put them down.
It's pretty amazing.
There's a really cool place in Thailand that rescues elephants that I got to go to when I was there.
Wow.
And it's called the Elephant Nature Park. And it was actually interesting because I had seen a National Geographic episode about it, like, when I was a kid. And then when I finally went to Thailand, I got there and I was like, I'm here! This is happening for real. You know, I mean, like, we were talking about celebrities before. Like, I don't get starstruck growing up in L.A., but I get animal struck. Like, when I saw, I've seen this on a David Attenborough movie. Yeah, like, that's exciting for me.
but elephants are cool, though. I like elephants.
Yeah, that place was really amazing. And the cool thing about that one is they're not in cages. So it's just, like, a big piece of land. And each one of them has their own mahout. So they just have a person who walks with them wherever they want to go and just make sure they don't get into trouble.
Right.
And that's their day. They can do whatever they want. They can be elephants.
Right.
But the person's just there to guide them, make sure they don't go anywhere where they're not supposed to.
It's so majestic.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I've never done something like that. That would be cool.
You should definitely go to Thailand.
I've never been out of the country.
Everyone should go to Thailand.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. I've never been out of the country.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
What?
No. Fucking way!
Come on, girl.
Does Mexico count?
Let's get her a one-way.
That's
ticket.
A different country.
That's true. I've been.
Let's
to
get
Mexico.
Her a one-way ticket to somewhere.
Anywhere.
To Barcelona.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That counts.
Well.
So, and on that note, I think we need to head over to LAX and buy you a ticket.
I think we should volunteer to get her to go somewhere.
Yes.
I'm really excited about this.
Okay. We're going to get on it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to go buy Nikki a ticket. And where can everybody find out where you end up going after you get your ticket to somewhere?
Well, they can check out my cool blog at iheartnikki.com, iheartnikki, and Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next.
And you guys can also follow me, Serena Blair, at Sexy Serena B on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also check out my awesome official blog, serenablair.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Girl Talk, presented by Julieland.
Bye.